everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Bonding with ASI. I'm Susan Sutton, the editor of Adhesives and Sealants Industry. Today I'm joined by Henkel's Mike Olosky. Mike's going to be kicking off the World Adhesive and Sealant Conference in April with a keynote at the opening ceremony. Mike, hello. Thanks for joining us.
Susan, hello from my side. Good to talk to you.
So at WAC, you're going to be talking about megatrends in today's world and how those trends are impacting the industry. Can you share some recent megatrends that are providing opportunities?
Yeah, so at Henkel, our view is there are three megatrends that I think are going to really drive a lot of opportunities for the adhesive industry. And by the way, the megatrends also need a lot of innovations from the adhesive industry to enable them to happen. So I think there's definitely a mutual benefit back and forth. But there are three big areas: mobility, connectivity, and sustainability. And if you look at mobility as an example, that's got a couple of key drivers behind it. One is alternative energy vehicles. A second is autonomous driving. And then also a lot of lightweighting efforts, which is also related to alternative energy vehicles because of the battery size. Mm-hmm. And we think that combined, those are going to drive potentially up to $100 of extra content per vehicle from an high-end adhesives perspective. So that alone, I think, will drive a fairly significant amount of volume. And again, the auto industry needs innovation from the adhesive industry to help make a lot of those things happen. Mm-hmm. And then the second big area is around connectivity. So this is really around 5G, enabling a real strong infrastructure, enabling more point-to-point communication. As 5G gets rolled out this year, there's going to be a significant increase in the number of connected devices. That needs a lot more infrastructure to transfer the data back and forth. That also needs data storage and processing capabilities to really think through and manage all of the connections back and forth through the connectivity megatrend. And there are a lot of needs for adhesives to enable that those systems, and a lot of the needs for adhesives to manage some of the challenges. And a big one in those areas, for example, thermal materials. Mm-hmm. And then the last megatrend is around really sustainability. And consumers are very driven by climate change, limited natural resources and ocean plastic. And more we see our customers looking for solutions on how to develop those technologies. And we're playing a big role in that as well.
So the trends are driving changes in society, the norms, the things that people are expecting in their everyday lives. And how are adhesives and sealants, how is the industry kind of responding to those needs?
Yeah, so this goes back to my comment about the innovations from an adhesive perspective are enabling a lot of these mega trends. So if you just take, let's go to the mobility one as an example. The batteries are of significant size, and so automotive companies need to redesign the structures. And batteries also generate a lot of heat when they get recharged. And those are some fairly large technical solutions that need really high-end adhesives to support it. And sticking around the mobility theme, all of the autonomous driving vehicles have a lot more camera sensors and LiDAR systems, and those also need very high-end semiconductor-grade materials to enable those technologies. And a typical camera sensor has anywhere from 10 to 15 different adhesive applications on them. So just those alone, then our customers, of course, are designing all this stuff in globally. They're manufacturing it all over the place. So you need a large technical footprint from an engineering perspective. You need a large manufacturing footprint to be able to support those customers. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the connectivity area, so the 5G systems are going to have really high data processing speeds. These systems are getting smaller and smaller, by the way. As a result of that miniaturization, you get higher density, which, again, generates heat, which means all the materials need to be on the higher end side, and you also need materials that help manage heat. And so we're developing a suite of solutions that can help our customers increase their connectivity or drive their connectivity megatrend. And then from a sustainability standpoint, we're working with renewable resources. We're also helping our customers reduce their carbon footprint and use less materials, and then working with them to reduce waste. So I think there are a lot of things that the adhesive industry can really do to help enable the companies that are active in those three megatrends. Mm-hmm.
You touched on sustainability a couple of different times, and I know that the notion of a circular economy is kind of entering everyone's brain, and I'm wondering what role can adhesives play in supporting a circular economy?
Yeah, so we're active at Henkel across the board in sustainability. It's a part of our DNA, and we're recognized as a leader in this space by many indices and publications. And so we've now, let me cascade that or drive that down into a specific industry. We're doing a lot of work to support the circular economy and our packaging business. So we're working with a lot of fast-moving consumer goods companies and a lot of other companies involved in the packaging industry to help them do some pretty unique things. One example is we're trying to close the loop for beverage bottles. So every year, there's several hundred billion, I think the latest number I saw is 500 billion plastic bottles expected to be in the network by 2021. And recycling of PET is a big deal. And our contribution in this case is adhesives that enable those plastic bottles to be easier recycled would be one example. So it's helping our customers really find ways to close the loop on the circular economy. And then we're also working with our customers to help them find new alternatives to single-use plastics. And a good example here is there are 520 billion plastic straws used every year. And we're working with our customers to come up with a degradable, recyclable paper straws that to help replace those single-use plastics would be another example. And then we're also working with our customers to help them design in recyclability, to think about the packages in a way that facilitates easier recycling once they're done. And so an example here is we're working with Amazon for new padded mailer solutions to help replace their bubble wrap mailers that they use today that are not recycled. And we've got some pretty creative ways on how we're doing that. Mm-hmm. And we're also, as a company, involved in a lot of different collaborative partnerships around creating a circular economy. So the New Plastic Economy Initiative we're a part of. We're also as part of the Alliance to End Plastic Waste. And we're involved in Plastic Bank and a couple other initiatives that really facilitate the circular economy.
Mm-hmm. Great. Are there any other steps that companies can take to address the broader concept of sustainability in their operations?
Yeah, so here our view on this is a primary driver behind the sustainability exchange is climate change, and that's really about cutting greenhouse emissions. And a major driver of that, obviously, is the Paris Agreement. And we are one of the 550-plus companies that are committed to that. And so just to drill that down a little bit more detail for us, we're committed to tripling the value we create for the for our current footprint made by our operations, products, and services. And meaning that for the same footprint, we want to have triple the output, so we want to get a lot more efficient in how we drive the activities towards sustainability at Henkel. And we've set some specific targets related to that. So we want to become a climate positive in our operations, and we believe we can do that by 2040, and we are working on the details associated with that. We want to reduce the carbon footprint of our operations by 75% in 2030, and we're continuing to make our plants more efficient, and we're working hard to draw 100% electricity from renewable resources. We want to do that by 2030. And then we're also working to help drive down CO2 usage, and we're doing that with a lot of our customers and consumers with the target of saving 50 million tons of CO2 when they use our products. Yeah. And one kind of underlying foundation behind that, Susan, is we have 50,000-plus employees at Henkel, and we've made a concerted effort to have all of them trained on sustainability, so they can proactively work with both our consumers and customers, and then also go to schools and educate kids on how to further drive sustainability in their area of responsibility or their particular life.
That sounds great. Mike, thanks again for taking the time to talk with us today. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Chicago.
Thanks, Susan. I'm also looking forward to seeing you in Chicago. Take care.